On Monday night, while we were all at home watching the Academy Awards, Nick Park was in his tuxedo getting one. He won an Oscar for Best Animated Short. His short Creature Comforts is a big hit in the Fresh Air office, so we called Park to congratulate him and find out more about the film. Park works with clay animation. That's the kind of animation that makes the California raisins move. Creature Comforts is a parody of news documentaries. It's a slice of life in an English zoo. Animals speak reflectively into the microphone about their accommodations in the zoo, the weather, the food, and what they miss about their native country. Here's a turtle, an ape, and a Brazilian cougar.
Yeah, well, it's reasonably comfortable, I suppose, this place, but, I've been in more comfortable rooms, yes.
Well, sometimes you can't get out and about as much as you would like to. You're stuck in for some reason, like I'm stuck in today. And then, yes, you get bored and you get fed up with looking at the same four walls.
I miss a lot the food. I miss the fresh meat, you know, because in Brazil we are predominantly carnivores. We are not, you know, vegetarian. And we don't like potatoes, we like meat.
Nick Park, welcome to Fresh Air and congratulations.
Thanks very much.
The short that won the Academy Award is a parody of the vox pop, of the man on the street kind of interview. Why did you want to parody that?
It was just the way it ended up, really. I didn't actually set out to send that up or anything. It was just a funny way of dealing with an animation film, I think, because animation is one of the most contrived things. You know, it's totally contrived, and documentaries are seen as being uncontrived. And so I guess it was, in a way, a comment on documentaries.
Where did you get the voices from?
They were all recorded in people's homes and almost on the street, not quite. We had to go around looking for people with interesting voices, interesting accents, and who had a lot to say.
Did somebody interview them, or did you give them scripts to read?
No, none of it was scripted. It was all just genuine interview. And I just had to structure the questions in certain ways so as to get the kind of things that animals might say if you interviewed animals in a zoo. So I went to, like, old people in rest homes, and there was one guy from Brazil who made a very good candidate because, you know, a lot of the animals in a zoo may be brought in from another country, and he just talked about how little space there is living in Britain in the accommodation, and he hated the food and the weather and that kind of thing, so I thought that he was quite a very fitting candidate.
When you interviewed the people, because you wanted to use their voices for your short, did they know how they were going to be used? Did they know that they would be the voices of animals?
Yeah, well, we explained. You know, we had to get the permission to use it, and we explained. It was very difficult though, because there was really nothing to help us explain what it was exactly going to look like. You know, we didn't know whether they were imagining, Tweety Pie or what. You know. When you say animation, a number of different things come into people's heads, and there's not a lot of clay animation around, so we couldn't quite explain. People have different names for it: claymation, clay animation, tabletop puppet animation.
So describe how that works.
Well, it's very much like making a cartoon, you know, any old cartoon. But in a cartoon, you have to draw many hundreds of drawings in order to create the illusion of movement. Whereas with puppet animation, you have one figure, and you use the same kind of camera that would film a cartoon that takes one picture at a time, but instead, you would just move the figure a very little bit each time and take another picture every time you move it, and that, in the end, would give the illusion of movement.
But the thing is, you have these terrific facial expressions for all the animals. How do you change the facial expression on a claymation puppet?
It's sculpting, really. You're sculpting with a sculpting stick, and you're getting inside the mouth and manipulating the plasticine or the clay each time. And on different syllables and different words, I have to put new teeth in to create the right look for that particular expression. And I have to do that many thousands of times.
Give us a sense of how long it takes for you to complete each minute of animated film.
Well, a minute. minute would be about 1,500 frames. On Creature Comforts, I was getting through about 5 seconds of dialogue a day, which is about 125 moves. So the whole film took about 3 months.
Now, you were competing against yourself in the Academy Awards, right?
Right, yeah.
You had 2 films in there.
I got 2 films in there. Yeah, my other one, A Grand Day Out, was in, which took 6 years to make, by the way.
So did they give the award to the right one, do you think?
I think so, yeah. I wouldn't have complained if, you know, either of them getting it. But at present I'm working on the sequel to my other film that was nominated, and so it probably would have done that a lot of good in terms of raising money for that film.
You know, when the documentary category comes up and the animated short category, I think everybody, that's when they go get a snack, you know, if they're watching at home. It's not like the most awaited award. Did you get a sense of that as you were walking up to get the award, that this was like the low priority award for a lot of the people there?
I think you're generally very aware that it's not, you know, it's not the feature film award, you know. But for me, it was enough, you know. I think for me, it didn't matter that it was one of the minor awards. It was just, you know, I may never get this chance again kind of thing, and all my friends are waiting and watching, you know.
Well, let me congratulate you and let you get on with your day. Thanks for talking with us.
Okay, nice to talk to you.
Nick Park's Academy Award-winning short, Creature Comforts, is featured in the 1991 Festival of Animation. It's currently at the San Diego Museum of Contemporary Art in La Jolla. April 5th, it opens at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. Park will be there on the 5th and 6th.
Where I would like to live and to spend most of my life, in a hot country. You know, in a hot country that I have a good weather, and that I have space, and that I have trees. You know, it means a tropical country. Not in an island, a cold one. It's easy. Any part of the world, but hot. Name it, and there you go.
This is Fresh Air.